Let's take a look on page 50.
There's a vial. Page nun?
Must be Nina Shamayim too, right? To the right side in the middle of the page. The concept of reading the book of Ruth on Shavuos. The use of the Midrash. It says in the Midrash, Anochi Lashon Tanhumi. The word Anochi is an expression of consolation and comfort. As it says, this is one of the haftorahs that we read later on in the summer in the Shiva de Nechemta, the 7 weeks of consolation. Anochi, Anochi, Humanachemten. I am your Nechama. I am your comforter.
I was just saying this morning, Yahu, what was he bringing? He brought from the Smag, it says, in counting the mitzvahs. So what was it that was included in the Anochi Yeshua Mekah?
Emunah, the mitzvah of Emunah?
Yes.
Did you see, as it's written, Ki Meit Seischa Me'eretz Mitzrayim, our enemy flows, as in the days that you left the land of Mitzrayim, I shall show you wonders. Just as we were zoche to receive Torah, first through being exiled in the land of Mitzrayim and then being redeemed from that, likewise, in the days of Geula, we'll be zoche to the completion of Matan Torah. And not only that, Beis Pamim Anochi. It says in this pasuk that he quotes from the Navi two times, Anochi, Anochi. And I am your comfort, and I will bring you comfort. The Moshe Kasa B'Midrash, as it says in the Midrash, Shayomru La'asif, Beis Pa'amim Elokeinu Zeh Kivinu Lo, Zeh Hashem Kivinu Lo. Wait about it. On page 50. On the right hand side in the middle of the page. So just as in the future we will say Zeh Hashem Kivinu Lo and Elokeinu Kivinu Lo, we're going to say two times, this is Hashem who we have hoped for, we have anticipated for. Dichsiv Ani Amarti Elokim Atem, as it says, I have said that I am your God. Im Kein Adayin Lohoyah HaKabbalah B'Shleimus Gefirat Zonis Borach Shema. So we see that the exception, the receiving of Torah, apparently, when he says Kabbalah, I think he refers to the receiving of Torah, is not yet in its full completion. U'kamochein anochi omeid, etc. Ki ereisa mimeho ish v'lo alisa mehor. I'm not sure what this is referring to, that he says here also that you were standing, you were afraid on account of the fire, and you did not go up onto the mountain. And this has to do apparently something with Kabbalah Satorah. But I'm not really sure where that comes from. This Anochi Omeid. I'm not sure where that comes from.
Because the people were commanded not to go up on the mountain.
Right.
When at what point were the boundaries lifted, so to speak?
After Matan Torah was over.
Oh,
I know what this is talking about. Oh, this is later on in the Torah. That Moshe Rabbeinu said, he was referring to himself, Anochi. I was standing between you and God.
Uh-huh.
I was thinking Anochi was referring to Hashem, but this is a quote from Moshe Rabbeinu. I was standing between you and Hashem, and you were afraid to come up onto the mountain. You were afraid of the fire of Lo Alis and Bahar.
Mm-hmm.
So in that respect, what we're saying here is that even though there was the gevul of Bnei Yisrael, that they had to guard that boundary between them and the mountain, but there was also somewhat of a chesaron in that they could only go so far.
Mm-hmm.
And Moshe Rabbeinu himself could go all the way. There was something lacking. We were as good as we could be, but it was not a complete shleimus in that the gevul had to be established.
Is he saying that even though Moshe Rabbeinu was standing at the point where you could stand, where that was between Bnei Yisrael and Hashem, that they could have come up further?
They couldn't have in their time, but
no, I mean, they could have come up to behind Moshe Rabbeinu.
No, they couldn't. No, they had to stay by the bottom of the mountain. So he says that is a certain, you know, potentially that is a chesaron. Avolo asad yishkayim v'shleimus. But in the future, apparently, I think what he's saying here is that in itself will become a shalem and will be able to draw even closer than drawing up to the foot of Har Sinai. So this comfort, seemingly, is that we are comforted in knowing that in the future we will even overcome this somewhat of a chesaron of the gevul.
Mm-hmm.
There's always some kind of a gevul. You know, we're only human beings, even lasi lava. Vezehu remes ha-pasuk lo siga bo yad b'mishoch ha-yod olhema ya'alu b'hor. He says this is hinted to in the pasuk itself. Right? It says, "You shall not touch the mountain until when the yovel is blasted, then you can go up onto the mountain." That signifies that the Shekhinah has lifted, and then you can go onto the mountain. So that's the pshat of that pasuk was talking to them in their time.
Right.
However, the remez is shall the us see it in the future, in the time of our redemption, sheyihiyeh ha-geula b'shleimus. When our redemption will be complete, as it says, in those days in the future you will not go out impetuously, then we will truly go up onto the mountain, the Madregas Moshe Rabbeinu, like the Madrega of Moshe. So this pasuk he's saying is, don't touch the mountain, but when the yovel is blown, meaning the future shofar, the shofar of Mashiach, when that shofar is blown, then you can go up onto the mountain and you will achieve the Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu. To see the Moshe Allah, as it says, Moshe went up. And this was coming to teach for the whole klal that in the future we would reach this Madrega.
Beautiful.
So apparently what he's saying is the comfort is, he's comforting us, Anochi, that we will reach this level. We didn't get there at Har Sinai, but we will. And the pshat in the pasuk is, when the shofar blew after Kabbalah's Hatorah, then you could go back onto the mountain. But the remez of the pasuk is the future shofar of Mashiach, that we will then achieve the madrega that Moshe Rabbeinu had there, and have even a different kind of Kabbalah's Hatorah. Okay. Luchasiv, and it says, Tov Afri Stover Me Reshiso, comes, I think from Koelis, that the end of the matter is greater than the beginning. Moshe Rabbeinu, alav hashalom kisipei, it says about Moshe Rabbeinu, vayar reishis lo, that he saw that which was reishis to him. U'mashiach u'bathinas achris, and Mashiach is considered to be the achris. Beis ha-geulos v'koach ha-torah, both of these redemptions, the first one from Mitzrayim and then ultimately Kabbalah Satorah, and the second one which is Mashiach, that will also occur through the power of Torah. Shehi reishis v'achris hakol, because the Torah is the beginning and the end of all things. V'kein kasuv, goalti eschem acharis kereishis. I have redeemed you in the end like at the beginning. And apparently that's a remez to the Torah, that the redemption occurs through Torah, which is the beginning and the end of all things. That's somewhat cryptic, you know, the mimer. He doesn't really, he mentions this idea of Menachem Tem.
It doesn't talk much about Megillah's Ruth at all.
Didn't go back into Megillah's Ruth.
Yeah.
Well, Megillah's Ruth is the whole thing is a lead into the line of Mashiach.
Right. So you say maybe that's what he's saying here, is that we're reading about Mashiach. How is it connected to Shavuos? Because in the future, the Kabbalah Satorah of the Jewish people will become different from the time of Mashiach's came. Yeah. That's probably it, Josh. I think probably right about that.
But that's definitely the Musaf of it, you know? It's like
well,
not
you know,
there.
To those who understand,
that's
you know,
right.
Like Kadi does, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
Okay, Yisham Aleichem.
Okay, let's take a look at this one about Bishtei Halefa, the bottom of page 51. Left column.
We move on beyond 50, yeah?
Yes, we're down to 50 and now it's 51.
Still counting.
Shtei ha-lechem, we know that on Shavuos they bring two lechem, two bread, that's part of the korban of Shavuos. Romeiz l'mashu kasu, it is a hint to that which is written, Gedol l'torah shenosenes chayim lo'oseha, Torah is great in that it gives life to those who keep it, ba'olam hazeh, ula'olam haba, both in this world and in the world to come. Lecha min hashamayim, umina oretz. There are two kinds of bread. There's bread that comes from heaven and there's bread that comes from the earth. And those are the two lechems that Shavuos is a remez to, both the spiritual and the physical, of which Torah conducts all things. Hakol tolui b'torah. Our spiritual sustenance and our physical sustenance, the bread from heaven and the bread from earth, it all hinges on Torah. You perceive, lekach tov nasati lochem. Hashem says, I have given you a good possession, a good lekach. The Midrash, it says in the Midrash, yesh b'chom lekach, yesh bo kesef, v'atorah yesh bo kesef, zov sodos ukramen. That certain things have silver, they have money, but the Torah has all things. It has money, it has fields, it has vineyards. Ki hakol tol, hakol nivra the Torah. As we know, everything was created through the power of Torah. Mikol shekein shekiyum hakol al yidei haTorah. If everything was created through Torah, the fact that Torah brought it into existence, so he says, kol shekein, all the more so, that the maintenance of that which already exists must come through Torah as well. If this was a creative force that Hashem looked into to create the world, Hashem continually uses the vehicle of Torah to bring all things into existence. Being that that's the case, all things goes back to what he said earlier, both lecha min hashamayim and lecha min ha'aretz. The world of the spirit and the world of the body, it's all created. It's all a created universe. The spiritual world is a created world too. That comes from Torah. B'kesiv Hashem ozi amo yitin Hashem yivarchus amo v'shalom. B'kemos b'isa v'shavis, the lo ishtakat be'mana, u'mikol makom kesiv, now we've learned this concept before, that it says by Shabbos that there was no mun found out in the fields. Everything was found on Erev Shabbos. And it also says that Shabbos is the day that all of the brachos are hanging on. Everything depends on Shabbos. But yet, physically, there was nothing there. They didn't go out and get anything on Shabbos. So this is understood to mean that the source of bracha comes from Shabbos. That's the pool. And that's available and it descends on Shabbos. Then physically it plays itself out over the course of the week. L'chein lechem ha'panim ne'erach b'Shabbos. Therefore, in the Beis HaMikdash, the lechem ha'panim, which was really the simon of the bracha on food, it had to be arranged on Shabbos. Lechem ha'panim was arranged each Shabbos, and it was split between the Kohanim who came in and the Kohanim who came out, the Nichnasim and the Yotzin, and the new Lechem HaPonim was set up. That shows that the bracha of all food is connected to Shabbat, because the Lechem HaPonim was symbolic or representative of, I shouldn't say symbolic, it was. Mm-hmm. I don't like that word. Mm-hmm. It's not symbolism, it's real. Mm-hmm. But it was the source of the bracha for all of our food.
But it was actually prepared, it was cooked before Shabbos.
Yes, but it was set up on Shabbos. It was put in its place. Kemochein, no, actually, I wonder if that's true. I responded to that quickly. Come to think of it, I really don't know. Now, some of the avodas in the Beis HaMikdash overrode Shabbos. And if the lechem ha'panim was to be put on there fresh, and I wonder if they actually did make it on Shabbos. They shechted animals on Shabbos. So I'm not sure. I'm not sure about that.
Some
things do. The karbanas and the beis hamikdash that were minhag Torah, they did override Shabbos.
In our time, nothing except
Pikuach
Nefesh. But
in the beis hamikdash, they were what they said. Now, in building the beis hamikdash, you're right, that they were not allowed to build the Mishkan and violate Shabbos. That they learn out from Sukkim and Torah, and you're right about that. But once the beis hamikdash was built, the shefting of animals, like the Korban Lissa, for example, which is a malacha on Shabbos, that did take priority over Shabbos. So I wonder about the baking of the lechem aflim. I'm not sure.
Maybe they had automatic ovens.
Shabbos was.
So he says this is a parallel between the Lechem Mishnah of Shavuos and the Lechem Mishnah of Shabbos. That Shavuos is the day that the Torah was given, and parallel to Shabbos, that's similar to being the source of all bracha. The Shabbos is the source of the bracha during the week, so you get two Lechem on Shabbos. Shavuos is the source of all bracha, period. Kabbalas HaTorah. So we had to have the two lechems brought, kulhu bircha and beitalyan. All the brachas of everything are dependent on Torah. The lechem, shtei halechem ba'atzeres, therefore we have two breads on Shabbos, one representing Ruchnius and one representing Gashmius. We have two lechems on Shavuos, like we do on Shabbos. The shtei halechem hu od lamala, but he says additionally the two lechems of Shavuos are actually a madrega higher than the lechem mishnah of Shabbos. They're even above them.
In fact, we have Shavuos and Shabbos this year.
Seems we have both, yeah? Very good. Shehem shorish hayud beis lechem shebelechem haponim, because the two lechems of Shavuos are actually the source of the 12 lechems which are the lechem haponim. I didn't really get into that, but he sounds to say that the bracha of Shabbos is the bracha of the week, and the lechem aponim is the source of that. And what's there's a source of the source. There's a makor of the makor. The makor of the lechem aponim, the 12 breads they put out each Shabbos, was the two lechems of Shavuot. The source of the source. It seems like saying the Torah is the source of Shabbos, and Shabbos is the source of bracha for the rest of the world. That's really an intriguing concept, that there's a makor of the makor.
Well, and that's on Malchus Shiva Malchus, it should be. Malchus is the deepest thing, right? The deepest thing of the deepest thing. As deep. That's like way deep.
No.
We'll do one more.
On the bottom of page 52, we keep going up the number. In the bottom right column. Isa b'Zohar HaKadosh, it brings in the Zohar HaKadosh, Deboi Lenatra Dachya, a person is required to guard. Lenatra means Lishmor. Dachya, the purity, like the word Zach, Shemin Zayis Zach, a person is required to guard the purity, the Mate Ale, which arrives to him Behahi Lelya on this night, meaning on the night of Shavuos. So it's a special tahara which is occurring on Shavuos, and we are required to guard it.
What do you mean, guard?
I think he's going to try and explain that. So again, Lush is Deboi Lenatra Dachya, the person is required Lishmur, to guard the Zachus, the Mati Alei Behahi Lelya, which arrives to him on this night. Deisa, it is said in the Gemara Habol Tahir Masayinoso, a person who comes to make himself tohor from Shemayim, they help him. If one initiates, then they'll get a response and help from Shemayim. Ulimeha Sphira Mavakshan Vinay Yisrael HaTahara. During the days of Sphira, we are like those who come to try and become purified. We are the Baal HaTahir. We're coming to make ourselves Tohor during Sphira. We're refining our midos each consecutive day and week. Umemtev Vimei Tahara, the 49 days of purification, Hu Bekoach HaTachtonim. That comes through our own efforts in Sphira. We're working for it. Whatever we achieved on Pesach the first night, we know we're trying to recapture that through our own avoda on Sphira Sa'omer. The Koach Sefirasa Musafartem Lachem, as it says, when you count for yourself, that means that the avoda comes from us during Sphira. The Taharas Leil HaChag Milamala. However, the Tahara of Shavuos night, that comes from above. Even though we worked all those 49 days, but what we receive at the end on Shavuos night is beyond the efforts of our own work.
Okay, can I get an idea?
Please.
On Shavuos night, like Hashem gives you, He purifies you, like you go in a mikvah,
mm-hmm.
And because He's giving you, it's a privilege, because He's making you pure,
mm-hmm.
And so He wants you to guard it by not doing anything that's going to make you impure. So it's like a new beginning.
Very good. Very nice, Steve.
Ma
she'en b'koach ha'adam. So this power of tahara, of the Shavuos night, is not even within the capacity of a human being. The tahara hi hachana l'kabbalas ha'Torah. To be tohor, that is the preparation for kabbalas ha'Torah. Be'isa, because we know it says, v'tahir libeinu la'avdecha be'emes. Purify our hearts so we can serve you in truth, and ain emes el Torah. Emes is only Torah. So it reads like this, v'tahir libeinu, purify our hearts, so la'avdecha be'emes, so we can serve you through Torah. We need tahara in order to keep Torah. Ki hakol ovdines hamelech yisborach shemo, because we are all trying to work to serve God. Avol avodas emes, but a true avoda, hu mitzvahs ha-Torah shehem tikkunem b'chol ha-olamos, tikkunem b'chol ha-olamos. We can try to serve God, but it may be to no avail unless one is serving God through Torah, because that is the true tikkun in every level of reality. Emes kolo merosh v'yad sof ovar v'osed, because emes includes the beginning and that and the end, the past and the future, and they say the letters of Emes are the beginning and the middle of the end of the Aleph Beis, Aleph, Mem, and Sof, and it includes all things. So a true avoda, which means Torah, affects every level of reality, beginning, middle, and end, past and future. V'soreich adam levakesh ha-tahara, so a person must seek out tahara, kedei sheyuchol la'avod Hashem yisborach be'emes, in order to truly attain what is called Avodas Hashem Be'emes. And I believe he's saying that the 49 days of Sphira is when we're seeking, and the night of Torah itself, we receive a level of Tahara which is over and above what we worked for, and that Tahara of Shavuos night helps us be Zocha to Kabbalas HaTorah. And I think, hence the consistency with the minhag of going to the mikvah, Shavuos morning, Alos HaShachar, is that we're trying to latch on to the tahara that came down from Shemayim after a night of learning of Torah by going into the mikvah.
It's interesting because I'm seeing that in practices of Kamana that he says it is very strict on saying that you mustn't sleep, Shavuos night. He says, but our generations where we can, if you have to sleep, can you go to the mikvah, I forget the Aramaic terms of the darkest point of night, right before the dawn. And then you could sleep a little. Then you could sleep a little and I guess maybe a hours later or whatever. It's not the best way to do it. But you could sleep again. You wouldn't like not perform the avoda, or not perform the tikkun or whatever. And that would go along with this idea.
Just
as the other thing. We should put our hands in like the huddle.
Okay.
It's 10 minutes to 5.
I was thinking that
what an interesting thing it is that you need somebody to actually sleep in order to say Brachas HaShefa. I was thinking, so what if you had a kehila where everybody really wanted to stay up? Somebody would have to, like, for the sake of, say, I'm going to, you know, to sleep, to maybe, like, bring my avoda down a level for the sake of the kehila.
Al-Pi-Kabola, really, we say all the brachos anyway.
Uh-huh.
And Rabbi Kursky Jachoni Bracha Paskin that way, that even if you don't sleep at nighttime, that you still say all the brachos of Shachar. Because some of the forums say that the brachos of Shachar are associated with the general Hanhedra of the day.
Of the world, all
the time. Yeah. Say someone is there who slept, so I'll be halacha, then it's better. They can be the yotzei. But
if not, you have to rely on it.
I'll tell you on my side, I'm not yotzei. I'm a personal hanhaga, but I don't have in mind to be yotzei with the shaliach tzibur.
Uh-huh.
Because I say the bracha on my own based on what Rabbi Kursky
thought.
But that includes the ones that specifically refer to sleep?
Right.
So would it be alright with you if we then said, following
the gas? Yeah, sure. Yeah, I mean, I'll have someone, you know, get up and say the brachas anyway, and
right.
I'd say whoever wants to be yotzei should be yotzei, and then people, you can follow.
We're probably okay with that. I'm sure that some of us are awake and asleep at the same time, so somehow or another.
But that's fine. It's hard to do that. I was macabre that, you know, saw it directly.
So we're diving.